The Prime Directives of the Unconscious Mind are essentially from the Timeline Therapy Certification Training. And I'd like to cover them here briefly because I think they also provide a really good presuppositional basis for NLP. They really make a big difference in our ability to do NLP and the way we think about NLP. And they've certainly helped me in terms of how do I work with clients. Now, one of the things I think that's important as we begin to talk about the Prime Directives of the Unconscious Mind, and they're on page 13, by the way, one of the things I think is really important is to realize that it's the unconscious mind that makes the changes that we make. We can talk to the conscious mind, and we can have a discussion with the conscious mind. But at the same time, we'll also be discussing with the unconscious mind those kinds of changes that we have to make. And so from time to time, we're going to need to incorporate and utilize the work of the unconscious mind. Now, whereas most of what we've done in the last two programs, number two and number three, has been mostly stuff for your conscious mind, what we're talking about now is giving the conscious mind an understanding of how the unconscious mind works. And so I think we're going to shift gears slightly and talk about a part of you of which you're not conscious, which is your unconscious mind. Now, let's begin by defining unconscious mind. I think that's important to do. I think I'd like to define unconscious mind as the part of your mind that you're not conscious of right now. I mean, think about that for just a minute, because until I mentioned it, you weren't conscious of the feeling of your feet against the floor or the backs of your legs against the chair or your back against the chair. If you're taking notes, you may not have been conscious of the pen, but certainly you're conscious of the sound of my voice. But maybe you weren't so conscious about the other noises going on. Certainly there are some other noises that are coming from the recording that we made. And certainly there may be other noises that are coming from around you. All of those things that you weren't necessarily conscious of, and certainly you weren't conscious of your eyes blinking, or your breathing, or the beating of your heart. And all of those things are things that your unconscious mind does for you. The Prime Directives of the Unconscious Mind sort of put the notion of change, in my opinion, in perspective. They put the notion of change in perspective because the fact is that when we create change, the changes that we create are going to happen at the unconscious level and in conjunction with the unconscious mind. Okay, so let's look at, by the way, some of these are circled on page 13 and 14. Some of these are circled, and I think those are the ones that are the most important prime directives of the unconscious mind. So let's see what they are. The first is that the unconscious mind stores our memories. It stores our memories in relationship to time. And it stores our memories not in relationship to time. There's a word here also that's important, and we'll talk about that issue of relationship in just a moment. The word temporal means in relationship to time, and that means our timeline. And atemporal means not in relationship to time. Usually the language that we learn, the languages that we know, are not learned, the meaning of words is not learned in relationship to time. Now, relationship is very important because it is a job of the unconscious mind to create relationships or connectedness at the unconscious level. And so that's also very important with regards to the unconscious mind storing our memories. Number two, the unconscious mind is the domain of the emotions. It's where all the emotions live. Someone who's not really connected with their emotions may not have as good a connection with the unconscious mind as someone who is well connected with their emotions. So the unconscious mind is the part of us that feels, although certainly we are conscious of our emotions. Typically, emotions are stored and organized and kept in the unconscious mind. Number three, the unconscious mind organizes all of our memories. It uses the timeline, and the mechanics of that organization is the gestalt. Our memories are organized generally according to time, but they're also organized according to subject. They're also organized according to feeling, and that's what allows us to have a certain, say, chain of memories of happiness or a certain chain of memories of frustration. The unconscious mind will chain all of those together. Number four, the unconscious mind will repress memories with unresolved negative emotions. And the metaphor of ancient Hawaiian huna, which is the ancient psychology of ancient Hawaii, said that oftentimes the unconscious mind will take a memory with unresolved negative emotions on it and put it into a little black bag and then shove it down. Well, the metaphor ended there. They didn't say where the black bag was shoved to, But if you floated above your timeline, and we certainly will before the end of this this recording, not this one, but the entire series, if you floated above your timeline and looked down on your timeline, you may have noticed that there were some dark areas or perhaps areas that looked like they were missing. And essentially, those are memories with unresolved negative emotions on them, if you did notice anything like that. Number five, the unconscious mind presents repressed memories for resolution. So it brings those memories up to make them rational and also to release the negative emotions. Because I think your unconscious mind realizes, and I think your conscious mind also realizes, that the negative emotions aren't really good for us. I mean, when you feel a negative emotion, do you go, oh boy, there's that sadness again. Gee, that really feels good. Probably not. Probably not. So the unconscious mind's job, number five, is to bring up those memories for resolution. And from time to time, you may have memories that come up and you go, oh, maybe I need to think about this now. And at some point, you may have gained resolution on them. If you have gained resolution on a certain memory sometime in the past, what you probably found was that having gained resolution on it, it ceased to bother you. And by the way, that's the mechanics of how timeline therapy works. And we'll be talking about that before the end of this series. Okay, number six, the unconscious mind does have the right to keep repressed emotions repressed for your protection. And oftentimes that's the mechanism where we don't actually remember the full content of a certain memory. Number seven, the unconscious mind runs the body. Now that's useful. It's better that the unconscious mind should do it than that we have to do it. Certainly if I had to breathe myself every day, think about that for a minute. You have to breathe in and then breathe out and then breathe in and then breathe out. And then you'd have to sit there and go, well, is it time to breathe in yet? Or you don't have to do that. The unconscious mind, everything happens automatically. You just breathe in and breathe out. Some people tell me, by the way, they say, Tad, you know, I really don't think I can trust my unconscious mind. And I'll say to them, well, who ran your body last night while you slept? And they'll go, well, what do you mean? I'll say, well, did you sleep all right last night? They'll go, yeah, I slept fine. And I'll say, good, because who did you trust enough to allow you to sleep? And of course, that would be their unconscious mind. So the unconscious mind runs the body, and it also has a blueprint that it uses to run the body. It has a blueprint of the body now, and it also has a blueprint of perfect health. And that blueprint of perfect health is stored in an area which we call the higher self. Now, technically, if we begin to use the words higher self, we're stepping outside of the realm of NLP, and we're stepping outside of the realm of hypnosis. If you're working with someone who's particularly conservative, you might want to skip the words higher self and not use them. In which case, you would say, in the deepest part of the unconscious mind, there's a blueprint of perfect health. But the fact is, the unconscious mind does have access to a blueprint of perfect health, and we use that issue when we're asking the unconscious mind to begin to heal the body. Number eight, the unconscious mind preserves the body. It maintains the integrity of the body. I think other things being equal, the unconscious mind will always take as its highest job the preservation of the body. Now, sometimes unconscious minds forget about this, so then there are things like disease which crops up. But the fact is that the highest job of the unconscious mind is to preserve the body. If, by the way, if you want to put two stars next to this, I think this is probably the most important prime directive of the unconscious mind, which is to preserve the body. Number nine, the unconscious mind is a highly moral being. It accepts the morality which you've been taught and which you have accepted. You may have heard it said there's even honor among thieves, which is why everyone can have a different morality. At least number nine says that why everyone can have a different morality is because the unconscious mind has to accept a certain morality, and either it'll accept or reject the morality that you grew up with. Number 10, the unconscious mind enjoys serving, and it needs clear orders. I think it needs really clear orders to follow. That's why, and the problem is that most people give the unconscious mind inconsistent orders. You know, like one day, oh, I'm so happy, I'm looking so handsome or so beautiful. You look in the mirror and the next day you go, oh God, I look awful. And the poor unconscious mind gets confused. Or one day, you know, I'm a great person, the next day I'm no good. And the unconscious mind gets confused and isn't sure what it should do about that. One of the most important things we can do with regards to this prime directive, that is, the unconscious mind enjoys serving and needs clear orders to follow. One of the most important things that we can do is to give our unconscious mind consistent direction, consistent directives. Okay, let's look at page 14.